Blog Talk Radio.
Black Jesus.
Family, my name is Pamela Muhammad, and this is the Initiative Radio Network. Our program lineup is as follows. On Sundays at 3 p.m., we have Remnant Peculiar Israelites, hosted by Sister Shamika. On Mondays at 8 p.m., we have Keeping It Live Radio, hosted by Sister Phyllis. On Tuesdays at 8 p.m., we have the Aunt Canary Experience, hosted by Brother Anthony. On Wednesdays at 8 p.m., we have Who Did It To You Roundtable Discussion with yours truly, Pamela Muhammad, Brother Dr. James Jones, and moderated by Brother Maurice Muhammad. On Thursdays at 8 p.m., we have Global Outreach, hosted by Sister Rhonda Michelle. And on Fridays at 9 p.m., we have Just Us Creating Economic Self-Sufficiency, hosted by Brother John. We believe at the Initiative Radio Network that we must create an environment where we can do for self and go to war against anybody who comes against what we decide to build. Trust and believe. We love you, Black people, and we are giving our lives to make you free. Truth has come to you.
All right, we're here now, live. We definitely have an interesting topic tonight. Very, very interesting. Hopefully some callers that definitely say they'll be tuning in is able to make it. I know they have very busy schedules. And definitely would I like to get to the bottom of some things. And this topic that we're going to discuss. First of all, I'm going to say it is an open topic. It's not a one-man show. It's not a two-man show or three-man show. It's an open topic. For the people, those who are listening to my voice, if you do indeed have any questions or comments or any answers, you can definitely call in and join at 9. It's more easier to reach. It's definitely at 563-999-3682. That's 563-999-3682. those who just able to tune in by clicking on the link. It's definitely a link you can click on as well. Just go to Jess Us, that's J-E-S space U-S on Facebook. And you definitely can click on the link and tune in as well. Those who are able to do that, when you tune in, I would like for you to be able to leave a comment. You will see that if you scroll down, there's a chat box. You could definitely leave a comment. Those who have definitely took those steps and did that. And if you definitely want to call, you can always do that as well too. Because I'm sure there's a lot of people who have questions on this topic. You know, want to ask certain things, want certain answers, but just never got it. Just never got a chance to be a participant and given a discussion on this topic. And this is not something that I'd be looking for to belittle anybody or make anyone take or their personal ideology. I say personal because not everyone, you know, take heed to it. So it's a personal thing. It's not universal. Once universal is when everybody could take part in it and get the same result. That's universal. When everyone could take part in it and get the results that you're getting. Most people have personal stuff. Nothing is wrong with that. It's not universal. You know, we all have our own personal truth, and you have something called universal truth. And I try more to stick with the universal truth, not saying I don't have my own personal truth, because I do. But when it comes down to the audience, the listening viewers, I try my best to stick with universal. To give an example of what I mean by that, so it can be understood. What I'm talking about is that if two people or three people or five people live in the same geological location within seconds away, they walk outside, they all should feel the sun rays shining on them. They all could testify that there is a sun. I'm not saying that each one have their own feeling of it. All I'm saying is that the sun is there. That's the universal portion. Now, how you receive the ray or how you feel the warmth of the ray is called personal truth. The universal part is that the sun is there shining. And this is where we as a people need to get at. And once you get at a universal truth, you actually can feed someone, whether it's a message that produces demonstration or is a message that changes the way you think, you're able to feed them that. And you know in your heart you can walk away and that seed that was planted will grow because it's universal. See, when you're dealing with personal stuff, it's a little more difficult because you're not sure if that person really got the message. You're not sure if that seed was planted right. Because you know it was more personal. But when you're dealing with universal, you don't have to worry. When the sun ray hits that plant, you know that plant rises up to the sun. Because that's where they get its protons from. That's where they get the energy from. You know that plant moves towards the sun. Universal. This is where I'm going to definitely try to stay on the path off. And anyone, like I say, if you have any questions, feel free. I'm not putting you in no box. Feel free to state your opinion, state your questions, you know, give your statements, give your take on how you feel towards this topic that I really think need to be touched on more often than others. Not just a one-time thing,
but it really needs to be dealt with in a sense of we all get the comprehension of it. See, because once you know who and what is God, who and what is mine, and put yourself in the midst of it, being that you are mine, and I'm going to leave it there, because we're going to dig a little deeper in the topic as time goes, then you know your place in life. When I say life, I don't mean society. I'm talking about life as a living being. A living being. That's what I mean when I say life. Because society comes afterwards. And this is why this topic is very important for us as a whole to definitely look into. Because we hear a lot of stuff. We hear a lot of people, whether they jump up and down, shouting, they say they're praising. At the end of the day, what would you jump in? Do you have any facts that, besides your feelings? Because I can feel that the walls help. You know, I mean, I don't want to knock or no one take, because I can feel that my dog did me a favor and helped me. That could be my feelings. No one could say I'm wrong. That's my personal belief. That is my dog that taking me to life. But where's my proof and evidence that this dog is actually doing that? Could I show a tangible situation? No, I can't. And guess what? I don't even have a dog. But I can still say my dog doing it. Even though I ain't got one. Because that's my personal feelings. And because it's my personal feelings, I can't go off of that. And we definitely trying to get to the point whereas we can help each other step by step by going through the process on how do we get to the point that when we do call out or evoke the deity for it actually to have a response in real time. How does this response happen? Do I stay in mystery? Do I continue in mystery, not being sure what's going to happen next? Again, topic for the night, who and what is God? Who and what is man? Definitely, again, anyone who wants to be a part of this, you can call in at 914-803-4571. Or you can definitely reach at 563-999-3682. 563-999-3682. That'd be actually the best number to definitely be a part of the show. And those who choose to use the chat box, you can definitely send information when you click on the link, and you definitely will be acknowledged. Whatever you decide to put inside of it, as a question or a comment or a statement, or whatever the case may be. Now, first I'm going to start off with who is God? And of course, when you ask this type of question, it will be more of a personal answer because we all have our own personal take on who God is. We are being affected differently on who God is. But if I want to answer this question, who is God? I don't know. Really don't know. I don't know of no outside deity that has been taught as being God. I don't know of no outside deity. Now, an inside deity of who God is would definitely resonate inside my DNA. The energy
that keeps me alive, the electricity that keeps me alive, keeps me automated. I will look at that as being the God that keeps me alive, the breath of life. It's not one particular component, but multiple working together as one. We have the breath of life, meaning the air that I breathe in and breathe out. We have the energy, the electricity that animates my body, that keeps me moving and functioning so I can do things to be able to better myself as a person. The ability to help me thinking, some may say consciousness, the ability to help me aware of myself, aware of my surroundings. I say it's a collective of things, of components, the body, the flesh that I'm in, that makes up this God that we all call on. What is God? I say God is man, and man is God. Who is man? Man is the physical component. The physical component that resides in the 3D world, that walks upon the earth, that able to leave the earth atmosphere, goes on to different planets, travel out to show the space. Who is man? Man is God. It was very simply said when Jesus said that ye are God. I and my Father are one. Very simply said. And this is from a scriptural based perspective. But without the scriptural based perspective, we all have six electrons, six protons, six neutrons. These are things, are components that makes up this world that we're in. We also got carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. These are the components that makes up the melanin that allows us to have the ability to absorb sunlight and have our skin, the color, the tone that is in. So we are a part or one with the God structure that makes us God. If we are a part of it, we are it. There's no separation. There's no separation. One may say, some may deviate and do their own thing. But are they really doing that? Are they really separating for themselves? Because if you definitely separated yourself from the source of life, how are you living? How are you functioning without the source? When the source is the one that gives you the ability to live life. So we definitely have to look more into this. How can you say, I turn my back and walk away from the source? See, the source, it's what gives you the ability to be animated, move around, and do things. So, let me give an example of this. Very simple example. If you have a battery, right? A battery contains the electricity inside it that energizes the battery. So, when you put it inside a toy, let's say a toy that has legs and hands that can walk, similar to human beings. And you take this battery, it's like food to the toy. So you're feeding that toy its food, which is the battery. But the source is electricity. So electricity will be pertaining at that source, that life giver, that God that inside that battery giving the electricity for that toy to walk and to be animated. So what if this toy say, you know what, battery, I don't want you no more. I'm going to turn my back on you. Source of life, I'm going to turn my back on you. I don't need your electricity.
Now you tell me, being that this toy was able to be animated from the electricity inside the battery, decides to take the battery out that has the sauce in it and walk away, how is it going to do that? How is this toy is going to be animated when it don't have the sauce in it no more? It's not. So when we say we turn or we leave or we separate from the sauce, it's impossible unless if you're dead. Because you're going to have a dead toy that's not moving without life. The only time you have electricity in your body is after death. This is when your last breath leaves. So once you live it, you are consistent. There are some people out there who will do some evil stuff. And when I say evil, I'm talking taking the will of another, doing something to harm people, and they will say that's the will of God. Once it's not in harmony, with the will of God. When I say harmony, I'm talking about at peace with others. Of course, you definitely doing actions that is not in the order or in the manner to help somebody. Now, don't get me wrong, because you do have something called survival of the fittest. And that even goes in the animal kingdom. Do have people who work for others. You do have people who rule over others. It's the same thing. So there's no such thing. When I'm talking about a fast living or statue, not everybody could be a lawyer. 100% of humans cannot be lawyers. And world to run. So, of course, everyone has a different plate, but they put God. And I'm going to speaking, what is God? I'm going to keep, I want people to really think about that. Because I think we use that word very loosely. Who is man? What is man? Again, we use that very loosely. We don't know who we are as a people, what we're supposed to be doing. A bee has a queen, and the queen rules over the beehive. The bees don't have to be asked or told what they should be doing. They know. It's this innate ability to know as a bee what to do. But we, as man, have to look at the stars, look at the planets, look at the animals, look at the fish, look at everything and try to figure out ourselves. How is this possible when least intelligent, so-called least intelligent beings know their function, but the intelligent beings have to run around like a dog chasing their tail to find out their function? Because I think we missed a very important question. Who and what is God? Who and what is man? And we ran doing everything else to figure that out. Because once you know this basic fundamental answer, it's a whole lot easier to move through life. I'm going to tell you something. For those out there who have a dream, for those out there who have a vision, I'm going to tell you, just do it, like Nike. Just do it. And don't do it in a way that you rush and mess up. But do it in a way that you properly plan what you're doing so it can be successful.
And the reason why I'm saying just do it, because that life source that's inside you, that energy that's inside you, the universe respects it because it is a part of the universe and everything is connected. So once you start to think and move energy, see, you have to manipulate to your thought. Very simple. Once you think of something, your body itself has to move along with the brain. To help you a little more, let me give you an exercise to do. Whatever you do in life, let's not use something far-fetched, because this is a small exercise. And to be honest, brothers and sisters, there's nothing far-fetched. But just to have a quick result, think of something very small that's right there inside your reach. I keep thinking about it, and you'll notice that the brain starts going to work. The brain starts to wonder, what could I do to make this happen? Because you evoke that reality to the brain. And once you evoke that reality, the brain starts to say, see, because the brain is working on a physical level. And the brain said, what can I do on a physical level to make this thought a reality? And once you do that, your physical body now is going to move. Once you're in tune now, you know, you're one with yourself, your physical body is able to move according to the architect or the design of what the brain wants. But the brain gets its order from the thoughts. And it's able now to move about in the physical world, manipulating whatever situation it needs to make it happen. That's why I say it's a very small example, something good to use. And you definitely will see that it actually works. Now, once you start that exercise, continue doing it to where as you can get into bigger stuff. Because you got to start somewhere. And again, who and what is God? Like I said, God is man, and man is God. God is man, and man is God. And what is man? Man is a component of atoms, electrons, protons, and neutrons. We know man is made of the cells. How are the cells even functioning? Electricity. Where did electricity come from? From the sun. So if electricity comes from the sun, how much more reference do we should give the sun? I'm not saying to worship the sun, but I'm saying reference, honor to the sun, because if that sun goes away, no more protons, no more photosynthesis, no more electricity for us to be animated. We will not be able to move inside this 3D world and do things that we need to do to satisfy our heart or our mind or some say our emotion. So definitely, again, we know that God is not a spook, that we just jump up and down and worship and not knowing what we worship, but only having a feeling. So in other words, that you are bringing the Creator The God architect of the universe to a feeling. Are you saying the God architect is only a feeling? See, because when this question is asked to most religious organizations, non-religious organizations, across the board, they say, I feel him. So are you saying the creator is just a feeling? So any feeling you have is the creator then? Or just that feeling that you say feels good? Let's show there's more than that type of feeling that feels good. And if we're saying that the creator is just a feeling, how the feeling is able to design the universe or just being just an emotion from a human being. Which the human, see, remember now, we as a human being have to produce the emotion. So when you produce the emotion, that's when the creator shows up. So the creator only shows up when you have the feeling. Because you say, I feel him. Now, I'm not sure if you're saying, I feel his presence. So I want to know, what is that that you're feeling the presence of? And this is where we have to start looking at. Not just I feel it. Because we feel a lot of stuff. We feel you a Sunday night football game. But see, we don't say we just feel it. We say Sunday night football game. Why are we so specific in these things? But when it comes down to God, we don't get specific. We just throw him a bone and that's it. Make him a mystery. Why is that? If someone gets you upset, you say, Peter down the road, or Peter who drives the gray car, may be upset. You're so specific. You're very detailed. But when it comes down to God, it's just a feeling. You don't know where the feeling coming from, it's just a feeling. We really need to know these answers. And once we get these answers, it takes away a lot of our questions. It takes away a lot of things that we don't need to put so much energy on and take that same energy, because you know energy never dies, never destroys, only changes. And that put that same energy into producing stuff. Because we're no longer in search anymore. And again, I'm going to ask, who and what is God? Since we already established that God is man and man is God, I'm going to stick on saying who and what is God. See, because people get a little more emotional when you use the word God. Not man. Even though man as is important as God, because without man, ain't no God. Man is the one who brings out the ability for the God to exist. God would not exist without the imagination of man. Now I'm speaking in a whole new different tongue when I say that. Because we imagine what God is. But when you get down to the truth of the matter, that mind is God. And God is that mind. Because mind, all right, let me go a little more deeper with this, brothers and sisters. The creator, right? The source, everything you love. Once your eyes is open and you have the power to have vision, everything you see is from the source. Man is just the intelligent aspect of the source that's over all animals. See, everything is God, and God is everything. But when you put man in its perspective, man is the highest or the most high of the intelligent beings. So the closest you can get to the Creator is looking at man. That's the closest you're going to get. This is why man represents, that's why I say the scripture says that God made man in his own image. See that everything is God, because everything, you see, there's no such thing as this is a part of God, this is from God, it is God, because everything can't, how could, let me see how I say this, because I want y'all to really get this. Every atom is made. Where the atom came from? See, for the atom to be independent of the Creator, that means it's another Creator. If the atom is independent of the Creator, that means it is another Creator. And we know the atom is not independent. It came from the Creator. So everything that is there came from the Creator. So when it's from the Creator, that means everything is an aspect of the Creator. But man is the highest intelligence or axiom. Because I don't want to say man, because we know we got some people who ain't got much sense. So let me say it like this. Man as a whole, axiom. The highest intelligence of the. So, this is how we know that God is man and man is God. And to take this a little more home to your family, to take this home to y'all, if we decide to sit down, right? And you decide to, right now today, they have these virtual reality games where you can put on your head and you could actually hook stuff up to your body and you will be as if you're actually in the game walking. And some of them even got to the point where you feel emotional inside it. So, you will actually be that character walking in the game. Even though you're not physically in the game, but mentally you are in the game. So your mind is controlling the character in the game. Now, you also can have where you control the teapot. You can control animals. But you may prefer in the game to control another human being figure. And in that game, you choose to have the human being figure the highest intelligence inside that game. Because to you, that human being figure is the image of you. That is actually you. That's your image, your likeness. So being that you're controlling that, and make that as the prime source to represent you, you will make sure that everything else bows to that. You will make sure any animal that you're still a part of now, let's not get this mixed up, you still have intelligence in these animals controlling them. But you make sure that it's very clear that the image that you portray or the personification of yourself is in this human figure in the game. So all these animals that you're still a part of,
would be bound to that human figure and would not harm it. Again, family, who and what is God? God is an eternal intelligence, wisdom. See, our words do not suffice for the grand architect of the universe. But we have to use something to relate. The eternal wisdom is God. And this eternal wisdom is in every living being. But choose to have an image of itself in the physical flesh of man and everything else subdues itself to man. If not, man will subdue it. I really hope that y'all got what I said with the game. So I think that was the best narrative to use to bring out what I'm saying, who and what is God, and how I was speaking on God is man and man is God. Because the intelligence or the wisdom of God is in us and is controlling us when we are in tune with the Creator. Now, of course, we also have free will, meaning that we choose not to do certain things. And when we do that, we kind of buck our head sometimes, kind of buck our toes sometimes, you know, to get ourselves back in line. But at the same time, the intelligence did came from the Creator. The wisdom came from the Creator. And there's nothing really we can't do if the Creator don't want it to happen. So it's not that we have power fully for sale by ourselves. Because the Creator can do what he or she wants to do. I don't want to put an agenda on the Creator because it is everything and everything is the Creator. Because the wisdom lies in everything. And let me give you what I say wisdom. I'm saying if a lion is born, the wisdom on being a lion is innate in that lion. See, it's like a program. Programs are already embedded in each creature, or you may say a DNA. It's already embedded in each creature to act a certain way. Sometimes program can be tampered with, which we know it was tampered with when it comes down to our race. We know that, and you can be off program or misprogrammed. But see, because it was the Creator that made the program, when one hears the wisdom of the original program, that program might have been mistampered with for thousands, I don't care how long it was, it would align itself. Once the original program is being introduced, it finds its way to correct itself because the original program is still there. It's embedded in the DNA. You cannot erase the original program. You can put other programs over it to try to block it out. But when one brings a wisdom of the original program, then one wakes up and says, whoa, I always knew that. It just takes that one to be awakened to before he's born. To be awakened and to give the original program just like how it was intended to be. To awaken those who already have it. See, it's no new information. chance reinstalling or I wouldn't even say reprogramming because it's there. Remembering, I more could say, of the program that's already there. God's wisdom never dies. It passes on generation after generation after generation. Who and what is God? And I really think we should keep pondering on that. I really hope that you comprehend what I've said. And those who have any questions, again, or comments, or statements, can definitely go inside the chat box and definitely leave a message, a question, or a statement, or contribute. You can definitely call in and give your take, because we definitely love to hear from you, because we are all in this together. We are all have a part to play. We all a part of this. It's no separation. You can definitely call 563-999-3682. That's 563-999-3682. Going to go and take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back.
Dr. James Jones III is a graduate of The Ohio State University. He has earned graduate degrees in African American Studies and History. Dr. Jones has produced the following books: Creating Revolution as They Advance, A Narrative History of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. These writings examine the historical context that facilitated the demise of the civil rights movement's patience and the ascension of a much bolder and less patient mid-60s Black Power politics. Manhood, Race, and Culture, Volumes 1 and 2, contains 66 essays that cover national events that occurred within the African-American community. Oh, Bruni, An African-American Odyssey Home, is an ethnographic study that follows an African-American to Africa, his ancestral homeland. Foolish Floyd, The Life and Times of an African American, follows an individual who emanates from a rich tradition of contrarians. You can purchase the writings of Dr. Jones at Amazon.com, also available on Kindle. Dr. Jones is also our network resident doctor and can be heard every Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the Initiative Radio Network. Please visit his website at manhoodraceandculture.com.
Just Us Youth Organization is on a mission to help eliminate the term at-risk youth by providing STEM, which means science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and entrepreneurship education through programs that encourage positive social development, increase educational opportunities, and economic security via media outlets. Our innovative TV show, Stay Focused Youth, is based on youth interviewing STEM professionals and business owners in their work environment. By becoming a youth, adult, or business member of the Just Us Youth Organization, you can receive discounted products and services from 33web.com. Receive free advertising for your business or organization through our many donation options. Sponsor a student e-portfolio that highlights academic achievement and talent, and have your logo displayed on their site as a supporter. As a sponsor, you can be interviewed on Stay Focused Youth TV, and you'll receive recognition and logo placement on our website and social media. We also provide a vehicle safety seminar and workshop along with How to Extend Your Car Life book. If you would like to help our youth stay focused and inspired to become future leaders in the STEM and entrepreneurship field, or if you would like to purchase a How to Extend Your Car Life book, please contact the founder and president, Mr. Jonathan Smith, at 242-423-6539 at 701-639-0190 or email him at jesustv33@gmail.com. Find out how to get involved with a student e-portfolio today. Please visit our website at www.jes-us.org.
Also on 7, a man with special needs left badly bruised after a brush with police tonight. He's showing the scars from what he and his family call a case of excessive force. The 19's Nicole Enzalata live for us in Southwest Miami-Dade, where the run-in happened. Nicole?
Well, his name is Gilberto Powell. He is 22 years old, and he has Down syndrome. He is very close to his family. He's slightly built. He's only about 5 feet tall, and he was here in his own neighborhood outside his house this weekend when he had an encounter with a police officer, one that left him badly hurt.
My son, that's my baby. I really love this little boy. He's my love.
So the bruises and cuts on their 22-year-old son Gilberto Powell's face probably hurt his parents even more. They were inside their Southwest Miami-Dade home Saturday night when Gilberto, nicknamed Lico, called on his cell phone to let them know he was walking the half block from a friend's house. Lico, by the way, has Down syndrome.
The police followed me.
The police followed you?
Yep.
Okay. In a car?
Yep.
According to the police report, a Miami-Dade police officer noticed a bulge in Lico's waistband, tried to conduct a pat-down, and Lico tried to run away.
Hard.
With his hand?
Yeah, hand.
Open?
Yeah.
Close.
Hard hand.
The 22-year-old says the officer smacked
him. All right, they're back. Definitely, those out there who are listening, I want you to really take a grasp of this topic and what's being said, who and what is God, because a lot of times our emotions get ahead of us. A lot of times we say stuff because we feel that it's right. And I'm not telling you to stop doing it. That's a good thing because sometimes we just have to do that to get through the day. Sometimes we're about to lose our mind. So by just saying Jesus, oh Allah, oh praise be to Allah, Muhammad, whatever the case may be, sometimes that what keeps you calm. Sometimes that keeps you together. Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rabbi, sometimes that keeps you sane. So I'm going to encourage you to keep doing it because that's what allows you to be at peace. But what I'm saying to you tonight, I'm going to use one word to describe it, why this topic was here. Responsibility. Responsibility. See, what keeps you going, what keeps you motivated, what keeps you on the right track, you keep it. But when it comes down to responsibility, is when you have to start looking within. It's when you start to get to the point when you have to know that you're God.
Because when you look at the word responsibility, breaking it down is when you respond to your ability. Once you know who you are, you can respond to your ability to any situation. You can create and make it happen. But if you don't know, this is when you rather somebody else respond for you. And I'm telling you, now at the age or a time period where demonstration is going to be the number one thing, especially with changing over the presidency, the new president is coming in, it's going to be about demonstrating. There ain't no more talking. The good talking is over. If you're in about business, you're going to get left behind. It's going to be about demonstrating. This is why you have to know who and what is God. You have to know this. And now, since you know that you are the intelligent or the most high God of the intelligence, you have to act right and act so. Respond to your ability. Because you have the ability to do all things. You can't look at a kangaroo and say, oh, kangaroo, I need you to help me build this house. You have to be the one as the architect to build that temple. You got to put the temple together. You got to knock off those rough edges, those superstitions, those superfluid to life, those things that means you no good. Those things you keep running back to, knowing it's only putting you down. You got to do that. You are the image. Don't look at nobody else. But you are, again, who and what is God? Very important question. And we run. We run for myself. What are you thinking? You're running from God? You really running from yourself? You denying who you are. Like Simba and the Lion King. Simba didn't want no part of that responsibility. No part of it. Not knowing he was the king. Not realizing what he think he's running from was really from himself. He is the king. But yet he trying to give it off to somebody else when it is him. We are the God that we are running from. A lot of people say, oh, you found God. God never was lost. You was running from yourself. When Simba realized that he could no longer run from himself, this is now when he decided to face his obstacles. And we need to start facing our obstacles. Start running for myself. Stop telling ourselves we can't do it. Stop denying ourselves from things that we want to accomplish. We deny ourselves more than people do. We turn ourselves down more than people do. We definitely have to stop doing that and start giving ourselves a chance. A chance. Let ourselves allow it to show us who it is, which is God. But when we say, no, I can't do it, it's impossible. I don't know how I'm going to pull through. We are denying our own self, turning our own self down, letting ourselves know
that we are nobody. We have to start. And, you know, and I really believe, I could be wrong, family, a lot of us don't want to hear with God. See, because they know all these years of learning about an outside God, they know this outside God has a responsibility. And when you come to the realization that you are that outside God all this time that was being talked about, you want that responsibility. You run from yourself. You don't want that responsibility. But we have to stop turning our own down.
I'm talking, we are that. That's it. example, every day comes and different inside, see? And seawater's inside. That don't make it not the seawater anymore. It's still the seawater. Just inside the cup. You are the seawater. Any smell, any image, like of it. But you still the seawater. Say, I'm not the seawater. Makes you independent water. That means you're not a part of nothing. You're doing your own thing. But when you say, I am the seawater, that makes you one with the seawater. Even though you're inside the cup, you still know where you came from. Now, of course, I'm not saying you should say, I am the most high seawater, or I am the great. This is why the scriptures say the most high God. In other words, at different levels. So in this scenario, you wouldn't say, I am the largest volume of seawater, because you would not be. But you are the seawater, because you came from it. And this is how we have to start looking at ourselves and take on the responsibility. Because with the seawater, that nutrients inside it, there's 102 minerals inside it. So the seawater that was taken from it into the glass still carried the responsibility of the 102 minerals inside it. It don't lose its quality. It still carries its responsibility. But you know what? We want to lose our quality. We want to lose that. Why? Because we don't want the responsibility. I'm not interested in that stuff. I just want to be a slave and do work and not. See, that seawater keeps its quality. Keeps what it had been taken from the greater of the seawater. And this is what we have to start doing and getting back into knowing that we're God. And that's why it's so important to ask who and what is God. We are created from Adam. And Adam came from the dark of somebody. And that for darkness, the one that came up will help create and bridge way physical reality and achievement. All. Everything. So you are part of it and you are it and it is you. And that makes you God. And a form of a physical model with the intelligence of it. Brothers and sisters, let's start taking responsibility. Let's act accordingly of being God. Let's start doing it, brothers and sisters. Again, if anyone definitely want to call in to give your take towards the topic, you can call 661-992-36. Let me give another better number. Probably going to reach your friends on where you at. You can call 563-999-3682. 563-999-3682. And that's my inbox. And if you feel like calling any questions, that's the address. I'll get there. And I want people.
people need love us very God, we have responsibility we need to take care of. I'm not saying that you should have, you know, emotional arteries, cool. That probably together. But we also need to maintain the physical situation now. You open the line. Is that married? Hello? Pardon me, is she there?
Yes, sir, I'm here, bro.
All right, you know, it might be any questions in the chat?
No, sir. None in there yet.
Okay, that's fine. All right, that's fine. You know, are you open to the give or take or how you feel about the topic? Are you having any questions or comments towards it?
I think it's a good topic. You know, you have a lot of people thinking other things about who is God and who is man and, you know, what is the difference? And I think that's one of the, or two of the good questions that definitely need to be answered. Who is God and who is man? And how do you relate to God and how do you relate to one another? And, you know, that has to be explored and gone into to see exactly, you know, what's what. You know, so I think it's a great, excellent subject. An excellent subject to go into. You know, with that, I'll rest my mic.
And I think so. Definitely, I want to claim the knowledge on jobs to come on. Definitely, I'm sure. So sometimes I can be put when or not the same. So we definitely been quite pretty well. And it's about as emotional, you know, what to talk and feel that being it. Because
not understanding what you're saying.
Okay.
hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. Where you some of us in the real life.
You're still coming across real hard to understand. We can hear you saying something, but not make out what it is that you're saying.
Well,
it's like it sounds like you know how you talk through a fan. So you can hear, but you can't make out what you're saying.
Oh, okay.